This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Up a review of the charts from Talkers Magazine that we do every single week at this time. An overview of the hot stories, the hot hits, if you will, in News Talk Radio for the week of November 11th to the 15th. They are going to be discussed by yours truly, Doug Steffen, by John Harper from WMEL in Florida on the Space Coast, and from Rick Jensen's point of view, he's got it, WDEL's main guy from DEL in Wilmington, Delaware. So we have Rick and John as the boys club today, and the Dougster. So let's just go through the list. I always say I'm going to do this, and then we get stopped, and we go around in circles. So let's do number 10, which is basically a discussion of college happenings, if you will. The admission scandal heats up with Lori Loughlin, and there have been some stories from various frat houses that are pretty despicable deaths. So that's number 10. Number 9, privacy as it relates to Google and Facebook. My children guys are trying to get me off of Facebook and use Instagram I don't think I'm going to use Twitter. I have a Twitter account, but Instagram seems to be what people. So is it an age thing? I know, John, you have a Facebook account, and I think, Rick, you do as well. You have a personal one and the station one. Do you use both of them? What's the story? John, start with you.
I use both of them, Doug, and frankly, I've not seen any problem with either one. It all depends, quite frankly, on what you incorporate into your account, whether it be your personal account or your business account. But I don't see a problem with it. A lot of people, as you said, are moving to the Instagram, and a lot of people I know are on the Twitter side as well. Yeah. And It really doesn't make a whole lot of difference as far as I'm concerned.
I only use Facebook for posting things that are, you know, like my birthday pictures and things that are going on the farm. And then I have, you know, once in a while I put something on that has to do with the radio program. But it's usually things about animals, stuff that I find that I'm interested in that is sensitive and kind of sweet usually. I'm trying to keep it very positive. What about you, Rick? What do you use, or how do you use in social media, Facebook and the like?
Professionally, I use Twitter because so many journalists, the president, everybody else, they're on Twitter. It's immediate. And my Facebook page is my private page because I don't trust Facebook. The truth about Facebook and Google is this. If it's free, you are the product. So I really don't engage that much on Facebook, especially when it comes to my family and my child and things like that. I'm starting to use Instagram a little bit more, but really what you're talking about is the platform du jour. That's going to change a little bit. The news about Google, though, I thought to be very, very troubling. The idea that they're working with the second largest health insurance company in the country to gather people's health information. What are they going to do with this? Well, what they're going to do is what they've always done. They're going to compile the information and they're going to use it to make money off of you.
Yep.
They cannot be trusted. They should not be trusted. And the real problem we have, Doug and John, and for all of you listening, and this is so important for everybody to ask your representatives, your senators rather, in the U.S. Congress, how much they actually know about this stuff. Because as I'm watching hearings and listening to them, they are ignorant. They have no idea. They are clueless. They have no idea what this stuff does and how it affects your life and how they use it in so many detrimental ways.
Yeah, well, there's the element of the older members, the people who have been around too long, if you will. I don't mind Facebook. I just don't use it for anything that's important. I don't want to. I share personal stuff, but I don't share private things. As far as Google is concerned, I never trusted those two guys. I don't like their looks. Yeah. I don't like their attitude. I don't like they're very arrogant, and they've made a lot of money fast, and so they think they're kings of the hill or on top of the world or whatever it is. And in some circumstances, I guess they are. But there's way too much. You know, you just have to be on. I'm sitting here looking at a couple of iPads and my iPhone and seeing things that, you know, will track you this way, or you agree if you click on use, then you're agreeing to our terms of service, which means we follow you. And I was reading something on the plane yesterday from Apple that says when, and it was, by the way, it took me 15 minutes to read the disclaimer. Happen to have 15 minutes because when you're up on a plane for 6 hours, okay, I can devote 15 minutes. I've never read this disclaimer before, but it was all about what we do with your information. It's all supposed to make it better. We'll give you stories that are more like what you followed and advertisements on things that you're interested in and all that stuff. And I suppose because we're not paying for it, we got a television or a radio, you know, we advertise because that's how we get the program to you. And that's how they get this stuff to you. But I think that there's a bit of restraint maybe that's, like there's certain advertising I won't put on the air. I don't get the same thing from Facebook or Google, although Facebook has been supposedly a little better about it. I don't think that they're that much better. It's all about the buck. And you know, at some point people say,
Doug, the bottom line is we, the consumer, control the content. And it's up to us. I mean, all of us know, everyone listening to us as well, there are people in this country, in the world, they put everything on Facebook, what they're having for breakfast.
Right.
You know, and that is truly amazing how open and careless these people are. I'm on vacation. They take pictures of where they're at. Okay, well, right, that opens you up to...
Yep, let's go rob their house.
Visit your house.
Exactly. It's not very smart. You're right about that. John Harper, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review, 14 past the hour. Here's the story for those of you who've got aches and pains. Joint Formula 14. There are thousands of you listening right now that have aches and pains and need ache relief. I'm going to tell you where to find it. Go to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live. There's so much information that's there. The company that has come up with Joint Formula 14 guarantees it'll work in 14 days. You'll have no more aches and pains, or you get your money back. That's pretty good. That's a solid, strong guarantee. And they have a product that's good for your pet as well. It's basically the same formula. The product's called Leaps and Bounds. The same formula can treat your pet. I know that I use it for Daisy May, my bulldog, and she's running around. She couldn't walk. You know, I've told that story on the air. When I first got her, she couldn't even walk. And now she's at her best every day. So give yourself and your pet a treat. Get rid of the aches. Go to achefree.live for a special buy one, get one free offer. Use the DJV code. You'll get one at the regular price, the BOGO offer. Buy one, get one free at achefree.live. The relief is yours or your money back. Achefree.live, that's achefree.live. Stop living with aches. Go online now and get the details, buy the product, use it, and make sure that it works. If you don't think it works, you get your money back. Achefree.live. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringe-worthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 For 40% off, an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick, call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alice. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
Conversational memories every single week here at the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with John Harper from Florida, Rick Jensen from Delaware on the countdown. 17 past the hour, going through the numbers from the bottom up. Number 8, a focus on immigration reform. It's all the same, you know, from week to week. I think actually if I'm not, I really kind of think the wind is out of Trump's sails in this department with all of the focus on the impeachment. I don't see much. Do you guys agree? And I'm going to bring you an anecdotal reference. Coming out on the plane yesterday from Boston to Los Angeles, I was watching, they've posted or put up on the entertainment box the old 7 years of the old West Wing, which I always thought was a fabulous show. The first episode treats the Mariel Boatlift, or whatever they want to call it, the Cubans coming into Florida. And I was thinking about you, John, and how the picture has changed so much from then to now when it comes to immigration. And as a Floridian, how much, if it's not California and, you know, sort of along the Mexican border, Florida certainly is impacted by this stuff as much as any place in the country. How is that there now? How is the influx of immigrants that basically took over, certainly Miami, Dade County, and I don't know up where you are, maybe not so much, but it seems to not be on the front burner anymore. Is it there where you are?
It's interesting you say that, Doug, because I just had this conversation less than 12 hours ago on this very subject, and it is changing here in the state of Florida. Before, as you indicated, it was just in South Florida, in the Miami-Dade area, and then Fort Lauderdale. But now it's prevalent throughout the state, and especially here in the area that borders the space coast of Florida, and that's Orlando and the attractions area. The influx of immigrants to this area is just astounding, what has occurred in just the past, I'd say, 2 years. And so it is dramatically changing here in the state of Florida, and it has a very real impact on how the state is going to be conducting business here in the future. It is it's a real concern, and something that, for example, since the hurricanes in Puerto Rico, we've seen an influx of people from Puerto Rico in the Orlando metro area, and they are there to stay. And it's changing the whole complexion of the way we do business here in the state of Florida.
Yeah. One wonders how it will change the electoral policy or electoral realities there with more and more Hispanic influence. It seemed to me, wasn't there some Hispanic that pretty almost won the governorship there this last time around? Do I remember that?
I'm sorry, Doug, you cut out on that.
Wasn't there a Hispanic that came pretty close to winning the governorship or some statewide office this last time around?
Not as far as governor goes. That was a black individual from Tallahassee, the former mayor of Tallahassee.
Okay.
He came real close, but no, it wasn't Hispanic, no.
Up next here on the Talk Radio Review, you're going to go take a trip to Venice. Maybe you should bring your galoshes with you. It's 21 after the hour in this week's Talk Radio Review.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million-plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Overview of the Talkers Charts, Talkers Magazine. You go to talkers.com, you can find these every week, the list of the stories and the people. At number seven this week, the flood in Venice and weather conditions here, there, and everywhere. I was impressed, and I've told this story two or three times in various venues. There's a new study out of sunspots, and the reality is, if you're a scientist, you understand the influence of sunspots on our climate. And when there is a lot of sunspot activity, not only does it affect the weather, but it affects programs like this. We all know that we're inundated with electronic signals, but whether people realize that the radiation from the sun is so strong from those sunspot events that sometimes knocks the satellites out that carry radio signals like this program and television signals, and also what you get when your cell phone, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't know if people know that. But one of the other realities that's attached to this is that when science is saying that the sunspot activity is dying down now, it's had an 11 or 12-year run of being very dramatic. And now the sunspots are calming down. So that will implicate, will have implications here in the fact that the global warming that people are concerned about will calm down or cool down. So the temperature of the Earth probably is not going to go up like it has the last 20, 30 years or so. And that's, I mean, some of it is because we burn fossil fuels, no question about that. But it's also in what transpires on the Earth itself. But the third ingredient are these sunspots, and they're much less active. So one will be interested to see how that changes things. And meanwhile,
Doug, I was also reading. Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Meanwhile. No, I just wondered if the two of you have ever been to Venice.
Yes,
I haven't.
I have.
Yeah?
John has been. Yeah, when did you go?
Yeah, I've been there. It was about 50 years ago. It was just after the last flood that they had in Venice. And it was kind of dramatic as far as the damage that it caused to many of the historical places in Venice, and people there vowed that it would never happen again. They're putting infrastructure in place to prevent the flooding, but it looks as though now that hasn't worked, and they're saying they need a tremendous influx of capital to make improvements around the entire city to prevent this from happening again. They're blaming it on global warming, so I don't know whether that it would be.
Do you remember the? You both remember the picture of the Dutch boy with his finger in the dike? Do you remember? To try to fix, it's kind of like stopping a hurricane or stopping a tornado or anything. You're not going to do it. Politically, probably isn't intelligent to say that, but there's no way you're going to stop any of this stuff. You can maybe influence it to a point, but you can spend every nickel that there is in the world, and you're not going to keep Venice from flooding. It's just, you're not.
Why is anybody surprised? We put pylons into the ground deep because we're building on top of water. Oh, look, water's coming up. I'm surprised. Where did it come from? I was also reading from some meteorologists and other scientists saying that you got these southerly winds that are pushing this high tide, and the high tide was exacerbated by the full moon. Yes, actually, the moon and the sun affects our weather. Yeah, who would think? Why, I thought it was my can of aerosol spray that affected the climate, but no. Apparently, it's the sun and the full moon and all that also pushed the waters way up.
John?
Apparently, they've got some experts coming in from New Orleans to teach them how to prevent flooding based on what they learned Hurricane Katrina.
Okay, so these are the same geniuses from the Army that rebuilt the same levees that collapsed in the last. Yeah, okay. That'll be a big help. Congratulations to the people in Venice for figuring that out or having our fellows to come over there fix your problems. 28 past the hour, the talk radio roundup continues.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code D.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats are trying to overthrow the last election because they know they're not going to win the next election. That's all it is.
President Trump there at a campaign rally last night in Louisiana, where he also told supporters the impeachment investigation has been difficult, but good for his campaign.
The people of this country aren't buying it, you see it, because we're going up and they're going down.
Public hearings in the inquiry will resume today. Classmates and neighbors say a teenager accused of yesterday's mass shooting at a Southern California high school has always been a quiet kid. The 16-year-old's accused of shooting five students, killing two of them at the school in Santa Clarita, a half hour north of L.A. He's in grave condition after trying to take his own life. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
For the second full week of November, the focus of our talk radio review, a very unique program, bringing together every week unique individuals who have an interesting spin on reality and talk radio. With us this week, John Harper from WMEL along the Space Coast in Melbourne, Florida. Rick Jensen from WDEL. We got two WELs here, one with an M and one with a D. Jensen's in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the list of stories. You can find them every week enumerated at talkers.com. So, the fight against ISIS, what's going on with people who are continuing to leave Syria, go up through Greece, Turkey, all of the stuff. I thought it was interesting that the Turks said this week they were going to move to repatriate an American suspected of being a member of ISIS. I'm sure this is going to go over well here. The announcement came after the president
What's it? How do you pronounce it? Erdogan, I guess, right?
Now, Erdogan. Erdogan.
Yeah, came to the White House. Turkey tried to deport the American man to Greece, but Greece said, "Hey, what do we want this guy for?" So they announced that the U.S. has committed not to block the militant from coming back here. So what do we do with him when he comes back here? Do we try him as a traitor? What happens to this guy if he comes back to America? Somebody who was an American, who was a member of ISIS. What do we do with somebody like that? What should we do with him? Maybe it's a better question. Yeah.
Well, you prosecute him. Obviously, if somebody's waging the war against the United States, you prosecute him.
Mm-hmm. Rick is
absolutely right. This person's got to be prosecuted. He's a traitor to the country and should not receive his citizenship again. I totally agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think it's pretty straightforward, cut and dry. That's the story. Most people would agree with it that way, I think. Yeah. All right. Number five on our
difficult
countdown.
Thing is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I said the more difficult thing is Erdogan himself. I mean, the guy's a criminal. He's an enemy of the West. And what do you do? Well, you don't appease, but you do try to control and negotiate, don't you?
Yep. You'd think if we had good leadership, that would be the case. Yeah. Number five, the protests in Hong Kong and our relationship in general with the Chinese. But this thing is getting hotter and hotter and hotter. I think that the United States has said they're not going to allow anybody else to go to. Did I see that somewhere, that Americans are not going to be somehow allowed to go to school in Hong Kong? Why would we do that? I guess
I didn't. I didn't see that. Did that come out this week?
I seem to think I saw it out of the corner of my eye, but I honestly can't source it, so I don't remember. I'm just thinking that it's getting so hot there. And by the way, the Chinese have said that this may interfere with our trade talks. Our position on the protesters is to support them, which I think is a great idea. The Chinese are bloodthirsty curs. They're bludgeoning. They just, they don't get their own way. They just shoot you. You know, that's the way those regimes think. So it is pretty, they don't dare do, though, what they want to do, because there's too much of a focus, and Chinese politics are such that they want to be considered more mainstream world interloper. Do you think that's an accurate overview of that?
It's a good overview, but I'm also glad to see, on the same line with the Chinese, I'm glad to see that we're able to trade again with the Chinese as far as American farmers being able to sell chickens to the Chinese government. That's huge for our American farmers.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole different subset. You know, I'm a family farmer as well as being a broadcaster, and there's a whole lot of stuff going on. This is sort of a subset. This would be in the top 10 if we were doing a countdown for farmers. The situation with the two major chicken growers in the country, what's going on the farms, what kind of quality are you getting? The chicken basically in this country is awful, and the Chinese are getting more involved in our food supply. You know, they own Smithfield Farms, which is the major pork producer in our country, and they've been bringing pork over from China to put in because they don't have enough pork here in America, because a lot of farmers don't want to do business with them. And the same thing is happening with chicken. I just read a report this week. For those of you who are liking chicken better than beef or whatever, you ought to think twice about it. It makes me think about, I don't eat poultry anyway, but it makes me think about what everybody else has done, getting away from meat. They go to poultry or they go to fish. Well, the two major suppliers, if you will, Purdue and Tyson, have apparently gone on what would be described as a rampage. They're putting farmers out of business right and left because of the rules. They want you to do this, that, or the other thing. Farmers are basically not making a living. And the production of chicken now has gone so far. The average time it takes for the chicken to get from the egg to the chicken to your mouth is less than 2 months now. That's how fast they're putting hormones, these things. It's just amazing. They have no bone structure. They're just like machines being pumped full of hormones. And it's
That's just nasty. So I wonder, you know, with this in mind about China, how many people are going to say, yeah, we're going to boycott the NBA. And obviously, you're not going to have people doing that. And I think that's a real problem here. I'm not against anyone making a dollar or making a whole lot of dollars, maybe even $1 billion. But the idea that you have, you know, the sports industry, billion-dollar sports industry, saying, oh, we're not going to say anything about China when it comes to brutalizing folks in Hong Kong or putting people in jail. You know what? It is sick. And I wonder at what point Americans will say, wow, look at the slaughter we're supporting by supporting the teams, whatever, that they're playing in China. At what point do we say, you know what, I'm going to watch college basketball instead?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, John, you have a point on this one, or should we keep moving?
On the NBA, no, not really, but a quick question back on the chickens. You said 2 months from the time, from the egg to the table, so to speak. How much was it in the past? How many?
It would take a year, more or less, to grow a pullet.
Really?
It's changed dramatically. All these hormones they stick in them, it's in the feed.
2 months now compared to a year in the past.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, right.
So, Doug, then, do we look for free-range organic? Is that what we look for at the store, free-range organic?
The only thing that has any value at all is free-range chicken.
Yeah, that's what my wife always says. She says, only buy free-range organic. Yeah. I say, okay, honey.
Same with eggs, anything you're going to eat. You want something that's good, you do it that way. You don't do the stuff that comes out of the factory farms. The largest producer of milk, Dean Foods, went bankrupt this week because of the influence. Well, they'll tell you that it's because of all of the almond milk and the silk milk and all that other stuff that's around, but it's not. It's because they're feeding you crap, and the American public is realizing it. So they're rejecting the milk. Don't get me started. We got to keep going.
No, I don't want to get. But you know, you're a guy who knows how to milk a cow by machine and by hand, and you know, you don't pull and tug, you massage. And I'm wondering, you know, from your farming experience, then how long does it take to actually milk an almond?
I was on a television program not long ago, and I was. This guy asked me. We were talking about farming, and he was asking me the same kind of question about almond milk, and I said the only milk is. The only real milk comes out of a mammary gland. So if you find you get some liquid out of a mammary gland, then you got milk. Other than that, it's not. It's just junk. So that's the measuring stick, if you will. You know, one of the things that is sort of a subset this week of the stories is the weather this past week. The temperatures were very cold across the upper Midwest, through the Midwest, through the Northeast, and I'm getting. I don't think you were affected, John, down in Florida, but Rick, you must have had a day or two of pretty cold weather in Wilmington for this time of year, did you not?
Oh, so surprised. We saw dogs frozen to fire hydrants. They, too, were very surprised about the freezing cold weather, yes.
It is a visual.
We've had nothing here in Florida. It's been great. In fact, the first cold front of the season really is coming through tomorrow, but that only dropped temperatures into the 60s, so it's not a big deal here.
I'm in Southern California in the 70s. Not a bad place to be. Up next,
not at all.
We'll try to touch on the impeachment and all of the nonsense that's going on with the presidential campaigns and who's going to really win. Calitrin is a winner, number one healthiest choice for weight loss in our country. It's all about what the company has made themselves known for, and they're an all-natural outfit. The number one protein in Calitrin is collagen, and that's what helps to rebuild your body. It's an all-natural, drug-free, stimulant-free way for you to get off the weight problem and to keep it off. You've got a problem, and you're going into the holidays, the Thanksgiving time and the party time and Christmas time and New Year's time and Valentine's. So give yourself a fighting chance. If you're not happy with what you look like now and you're expecting to eat a lot, why don't you go on this program? It'll sort of hold off or hold back the imminent demise of your figure by keeping the body where it needs to be. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein. So you want lean muscle, you don't want fat. This stuff pushes the fat out of your body, and that's how you lose the weight. Take 4 pills at nighttime, and that's it. Stay on the program from now until Valentine's Day, and you will not only keep the weight off, you'll lose some weight. I guarantee it. Go to Calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calotren.com. Use the promo code DJV. By the way, you look around the website, you see success story after success story. Get free shipping and a fabulous deal. That's the resource that's best for losing weight. Calotren.com. Use the code DJV.
I'm David Gregg, BehindTheBuy.com senior editor, with my top product picks to ease the stress of preparing for the holidays. Jura's Giga 6 machine has perfected coffee brewing. Select, customize, and brew 28 specialty drinks with a touch on the color display. Your brew is always fresh because it's from beans, never capsules, and ground by two ceramic disc grinders. It can be wirelessly controlled with Jura's app to further enhance your premium coffee drinking experience. LifeProof's free cases provide 360-degree waterproof protection and the slimmest design ever for drop, dirt, and dust protection. Next from LifeProof is built to last thanks to its colorful bumper. LifeProof's slam case provides drop protection with a one-piece design, and the flip cases have a hidden wallet and viewing stand. Get more cabinet space and better organization with Spicy Shelf Deluxe. Use them throughout your home's cabinets for spices, medicine, cosmetics, and more. Spicy Shelf is fully adjustable, supports up to 40 pounds, has a non-slip surface, and they're easy to build and install. Buy it for under $20 at Bed Bath & Beyond and Target. The new Hydrolite flashlight runs on water, so it never needs batteries or charging. Just dip its fuel cell in water for about 10 seconds to power it for up to 300 hours. Extend its barrel and Hydrolite becomes a lantern. It's a must for homes, vehicles, boats, campers, and emergency kits. Find it now at Walmart for under $20. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm senior editor David Gregg.
John Harper from WMEL is here on the Talk Radio Review. Rick Jensen, I'm Doug Steffen. Number four this week, the proposals from the various presidential candidates for universal health care. If you listen to Elizabeth Warren, everything's going to be free, and watch your taxes go up. I think that's probably it. Anything else? I don't
yeah,
I mean,
true
what else? Yeah. The stock market did well this week. That's number three, the economy and how it's humming along, how that's the Democrats' biggest worry because they can't overcome that. Number two is the presidential race itself. So this week, Michael Bloomberg apparently stepping in, bringing $100 million to the table to start buying advertising, and Deval Patrick, who used to be the governor of Massachusetts. I'm thinking that for either of you two, the name recognition for Deval Patrick versus Bloomberg, I think if you even put Bloomberg up against most of the Democrats who are running, his name recognition is much higher. Is that true where you are, Rick?
Well, where I am is Delaware, so Joe Biden is always number one.
Well, yeah,
but he has truly hurt himself, though, with the base when he comes out against Medicare for All. They don't care about the numbers. They don't care about the cost. They care about the feeling, and it feels good to say that. But you're right. Bloomberg has a much bigger name, and it's also kind of amusing from my perspective to think, okay, so now the Democrats like at least one billionaire. Yeah. From New York,
right.
As a matter of fact.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, but he does appeal to moderates in the party, doesn't
yeah.
he?
He's fabulous. I think he'd be a great president. All right, well, John, what about people in Florida? How are they reacting to the two newest candidates?
Name recognition of Michael Bloomberg, certainly it's there. As far as the former governor of Massachusetts, nobody here in Florida, unless you're from there, really knows much about him. But Bloomberg certainly does have automatic name recognition, and I think that's going to do well as far as carrying him above and beyond the other candidates who are running.
All right, impeachment hearings going back and forth. Either of you two guys watching them?
Oh, sure. It was quite amusing. And I think, again, a lot of it hurt Joe Biden more than Trump. Trump's already baked in. Interesting, they want to go for the idea that Trump is bribing the Ukrainian president, where actually, if you read the U.S. code, the bribery has to work the other way around. So I don't know where they're coming from on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. How's it playing? We have a couple of seconds, John. How's it playing in Florida?
Kind of the same thing as what Rick just mentioned. Really nothing new as far as the way people are reacting here, and I don't think there'll be much of a change.
Nah, not at all. All right, gentlemen, thank you for being here. Rick Jensen, John Harper at 10 before the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aha! Here's another iconic movie theme. Most everybody knows as soon as you hit four notes of this thing, and you know it's the theme from Beverly Hills Cop. Joining us now is Chuck Curry, our movie man, our movie moments on the DJV program. So, the latest news, there is a remake of, or an update, what is it, Beverly Hills Cop 4. Wouldn't that be the fourth one?
That would be right. Yep.
Yeah. Eddie Murray is, Murphy is on board. So, what are they going to do? There's something that's changed, I know, in the way they're going to present this. So, what's the scoop?
Well, much to my surprise yesterday, it was announced that Paramount Pictures, I guess, has sold the rights to Netflix to produce the fourth entry in the Beverly Hills Cop franchise. This was speculated for a very long time that they were going to do this film. It sort of materialized a lot more in the last few months, but Eddie Murphy, who is making a big career resurgence, he currently has a movie on Netflix titled Dolomite Is My Name. It's a comedy. It's getting great reviews. I have not seen it as of yet, but I know a few people have and said it was very funny. He's also filming currently Coming to America 2, which is going to be, that one's going to be a theatrical release. But I don't know. I'm very mixed. I'm happy they're going to do finally, many years after the fact, a fourth entry in this franchise, because I think the original Beverly Hills Cop was a great movie, one of the great audience participation films of all time. I remember seeing that movie like 8 or 10 times in a movie theater back in 1984. It was a great time. It's a great character for Eddie Murphy, but the reality of the climate, and we talk about this all the time, Doug, how the industry is changing, not today, but it's changed before our eyes, to have these massive big what would normally call popcorn tentpole blockbuster type films not going to be playing in a movie theater, but on the comfort of one's own home on Netflix. I have a hard time wrapping my brain around all this stuff, but that's the way it is.
I want to see these movies on a big theater screen. I don't want to see them on my 26-inch or 56-inch or whatever it is screen at home. Loses too much. There's something about the experience of going to the movies. Maybe it's being lost on the younger generations, but because they're so attached to their devices. Netflix isn't stupid. They know what the business is all about. But for me, I probably will never see this new Beverly Hills Cop movie, because even if I have Netflix, it's not something that I'd be gravitating. I want to go to get in my car, drive to the movies, and see the movies. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting also, the more Netflix produces high-quality stuff. Even like we talked about this for the last few weeks, The Irishman, Martin Scorsese's $180-plus million gangster epic, which is in a handful of theaters but really not registering much among the public consciousness, that will play on Netflix soon. How will this be an Oscar player, and do Netflix movies that barely play in a movie theater deserve consideration in terms of Oscar nominations? It's going to be really interesting how this all plays out going forward, but there's really not much me or you could do about it other than the fact that we decide whether we want to watch it or not, but it is really perplexing. One other thing on Eddie Murphy, I was reading yesterday, some people are speculating that even though the Oscars went hostless last year, they say they're going to go hostless this year, but they maybe might reconsider and either consider maybe re-asking Kevin Hart to do it, or maybe Eddie Murphy, who is trying to make a big career comeback. He's also reportedly been offered like $100 million to do a stand-up act on Netflix also. So, it's a lot of money for like two stand-up concerts. They're going to pay him like $100 million. Incredible. Incredible. But it appears, once these actors or actresses get a deal with these streaming networks that paid so much money, they don't really care if they do theatrical work. Just the paychecks are huge. So
Here's somebody that does care about theatrical work, and that's The Rock. I don't see him making a big deal. He likes the public. The public likes him in the way that he's presented. So now he's going to do something next year for release in 2021 called Black Adam, a standalone film. Black Adam was a bad guy in the Marvel comics in the 40s.
Yeah, I think he's in the Shazam universe. I don't think it's a Marvel property. So Warner Brothers produced the Shazam movie last year. It's a pretty entertaining movie. Did pretty decent at the box office. So if they make this Black Adam movie with The Rock, I guess they'll just spin it off into a further installment with the character of Shazam. But Dwayne Johnson continues to have he gets to pick pretty much anything he wants to do that's presented to him, so it's been a tremendous career run in the last 10 years for him. Good for him. He appears to be a really nice guy.
Yep. All right, so we have how many movies coming out? I know Charlie's
Angels. Three movies. Charlie's Angels with the headline by Christian Stewart. Pretty good reviews. The Good Liar with Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen, and Ford vs. Ferrari, which is expected to be the number one film
three
at the box office. Matt Damon, Christian. Yeah. Three good movies, yeah.
Yep. Thanks, Chucker.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.